Welcome back to the Curiosity Chronicles, everyone. Episode 9 already, can you believe it?
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It really does. And speaking of fun, we're going to get physical today.
Oh. Should I be worried?
Not at all. Unless you're afraid of a little eco-friendly challenge. This time, we're diving into the world of green fitness.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
Yep. Figuring out how to make our workouts better for us and the planet.
That's something I can definitely get behind.
I have to admit, I've been feeling a little guilty about my own routine lately. All that driving to the gym, you know.
Well, you're not alone. Many people don't realize the impact of traditional gyms and workout gear. It's like this hidden environmental footprint, you know.
Exactly. We're all about being physically strong,
yeah,
mentally awake, environmentally safe. Here on the show. So let's unpack this. Let's start with our workout gear.
All right, let's do it.
So I've been doing some reading, and honestly, the fast fashion problem is even worse than I thought, especially when it comes to workout clothes, synthetic materials ending up in landfills.
Tons of water wasted in production, too.
It is pretty alarming when you think about it.
And here's the thing. Those synthetic fabrics, they can take centuries to decompose.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Not exactly a recipe for a healthy planet.
But what's fascinating is the wave of innovation happening with sustainable activewear. Some of these brands are using the coolest material.
Oh, tell me about it. I was blown away by Girlfriend Collective. They actually use recycled fishing nets to make their leggings.
Now, that's what I call upcycling.
And then there's Movie by Mate, all about organic cotton and being climate neutral.
Those are great examples. And don't forget about the performance aspect. Merino wool, for instance, is naturally temperature regulating and odor resistant, perfect for outdoor activities.
And Tencel, sustainably sourced wood pulp, right?
Exactly. Super breathable. It's not just about being eco-friendly. These materials can actually enhance your workout.
That's so cool. It's like they've cracked the code on combining sustainability and high performance. But there's another layer to this that I find really interesting. The potential health benefits of choosing non-toxic activewear.
Oh, absolutely.
Who knew our workout clothes could be hiding harmful chemicals?
It's true. Some conventional workout gear contains things like BPA and PFAS, you know, those chemicals that can disrupt hormones and have other negative health impacts.
Yeah, definitely not what you want next to your skin while you're sweating it out.
Right. So by choosing sustainable brands, you're potentially doing your body a favor as well.
Okay, that's definitely a win-win.
Yeah.
But it's not just about buying new stuff, right? What about some practical things we can do with the workout gear we already have to reduce our impact?
Absolutely. For starters, simple things like washing your clothes in a guppy bag. It's a little mesh bag that catches those tiny microplastics that shed from synthetic fabrics during washing.
A guppy bag? I've never heard of that.
They're great. You'd be surprised how many microplastics end up in our waterways from washing our clothes.
That's such a smart idea. I'm definitely getting one of those. And what about when it's time to retire a piece of workout gear? What then?
Well, before you toss it, think about ways to repurpose it. Maybe old leggings can become cleaning rags or get turned into a fun DIY project.
Upcycling. I love it.
And of course, donating is always a great option as long as the clothes are still in good condition.
Great tips.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered our gear, but now let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? The gym itself.
Oh, yes. Gyms can be huge energy consumers. All those lights, treadmills, air conditioning, it adds up.
It's true. It's true. But, you know, here's where things get really interesting. Have you heard about gyms using energy-generating equipment?
Wait, really? Like you can power the gym just by working out?
That's what I'm talking about. How does that even work?
It's pretty incredible. Some gyms are installing things like stationary bikes hooked up to the grid. So as you pedal, you're actually generating electricity.
That's mind-blowing. Okay, but what about those of us who don't have access to those super high-tech, eco-conscious gyms? What can we do to make our current gym routine a bit greener?
Well, first off, check if your gym has any sustainability initiatives in place. Maybe they have recycling programs, use eco-friendly cleaning products, or are taking steps to reduce their energy consumption.
Those are good things to look out for.
And if not, you can always politely suggest some changes to the management.
I like that. Sometimes all it takes is speaking up.
Exactly. And of course, there's the classic advice, bringing your own reusable water bottle and towel, every little bit helps.
For sure. But I'm also curious about your thoughts on digital fitness. Working out at home seems like it could be a surprisingly sustainable option, don't you think?
You're absolutely right. Digital fitness has exploded in popularity recently. And from an environmental standpoint, it has some clear advantages.
Like what?
Well, for one, you're eliminating the need to commute to the gym. Saves on gas and emissions.
That's a big one, especially for people who drive.
Plus, you're not contributing to the energy consumption of a large facility.
And I imagine you have more control over your own energy use at home, too, right?
Exactly. Want to work out by natural light? Go for it. Want to crank the AC? That's your call.
And let's not forget about the reduced waste. No more relying on those tiny single-use shampoo bottles or paper towels that some gyms provide. You're using your own stuff at home.
It's a win-win situation in many ways, but of course, there's nothing quite like getting out there and soaking up some vitamin D.
You're reading my mind.
Oh,
Let's
that's.
talk about the magic of outdoor workouts.
Oh, I love this part.
They're naturally eco-friendly, and there's just something so invigorating about exercising in nature, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's like a double dose of wellness for your mind and body.
And the options are endless. You can go for a run in a park, hike on a local trail, do yoga on the beach,
Yeah.
even just turn a walk around your neighborhood into a workout.
Add some lunges, some squats.
Exactly. It's all about being creative and finding ways to move your body in a way that feels good and aligns with your values. Speaking of creative workouts, have you heard of plogging?
Plogging. Now that's a new one for me. What is that? Some kind of high-intensity dance craze?
Haha, not quite. Plogging is a combination of jogging and picking up litter.
Really?
You go for a run and bring a bag along to collect any trash you find along the way.
Wow, that's such a cool concept. Two birds, one stone.
Exactly. You get your workout in and you do something positive for the environment at the same time. Plus, it's a great way to connect with your community and maybe even inspire others to be more mindful about litter.
I love that idea. It just goes to show that there are so many ways to weave sustainability into our fitness routines.
Absolutely. And the great thing is, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We don't need to completely overhaul our lives overnight. Even small changes can make a difference.
I completely agree. It's about progress, not perfection. We're all on a journey, and every step we take towards a greener, healthier lifestyle is a step in the right direction.
I love that perspective. It's really encouraging, actually. And I think it's a great note to end this part of our exploration on. We've covered so much ground already, from sustainable gear to eco-friendly gyms to the joys of outdoor workouts.
It's been a fascinating discussion so far. And I'm excited to continue our deep dive into green fitness in our next segment.
Me too. We'll be back in just a bit to talk about sustainable nutrition, how we can fuel our bodies in a way that's good for us and good for the planet.
It's all about finding that balance, right?
Exactly. Until then, keep exploring and remember to strive to be physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe.
Words to live by.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Welcome back to the Curiosity Chronicles.
You know, while we were prepping for this episode, I was really struck by how many layers there are to this whole green fitness thing.
Oh, but total.
It's not just about like swapping out our gear or finding an eco-friendly gym. It's like a whole new mindset, you know, about how we approach our workouts, our relationship with the environment. It's a lot.
It really is. It's like a holistic approach to fitness, right? One that considers not just our physical health, but the health of the planet, too.
Exactly. And speaking of holistic approaches, one concept I found super intriguing was sustainable fitness practices. What are some examples of that, besides the obvious stuff, like bringing a reusable water bottle, obviously?
Well, think about all those little things we do, you know? Like taking shorter showers after your workout to conserve water. Or choosing to air dry your clothes instead of using the dryer.
Oh, good point.
Even just being mindful of the temperature you set your thermostat at when you're working out at home can make a difference.
Yeah, all those little things add up. It's all about being conscious of our choices. And it reminds me of something else we were talking about earlier, advocating for change at our gyms. Even if your gym isn't super eco-conscious yet, there might be ways to encourage them, you know?
Absolutely. Maybe suggest they switch to those eco-friendly cleaning products or start a recycling program or, hey, even just ask if they've considered installing energy-efficient lighting.
Right. Sometimes just planting the seed of an idea is all it takes.
I like that.
But, you know, let's be real. Sometimes the best way to control your environmental impact is to just ditch the gym altogether.
Sometimes, yeah.
Digital fitness is a pretty amazing option these days, and I love how convenient it is.
Totally agree. Working out at home, using apps or streaming services, it's so convenient.
And surprisingly eco-friendly.
Absolutely. No more commuting, no more contributing to the energy consumption of a massive gym. It's a win-win.
Plus, there are just so many options now. You can find pretty much any type of workout online. Yoga, HIT, strength training, even dance classes. It's like having a personal trainer and a gym right in your living room.
It really is. And you can work out whenever you want. No more gym hours holding you back.
So true. Speaking of which, let's circle back to something you mentioned earlier that I'm still kind of geeking out about, those gyms with the energy generating equipment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still blown away by that. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right?
To think you can actually power a building just by working out. Incredible.
And it's not just a cool idea anymore, you know, it's actually becoming a reality. There are gyms all over the world that are using stationary bikes and elliptical machines that are actually hooked up to the grid. So as people work out, they're generating clean energy.
So cool. I hope that technology becomes more widespread. But for now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something else that's close to my heart. Sustainable workout gear.
All right, let's do it.
The innovations in this space are seriously inspiring.
They really are.
It's amazing what some of these brands are doing. Like we were talking about before, Girlfriend Collective, they're using recycled fishing nets and other post-consumer waste to create their activewear. Talk about turning trash into treasure.
That's a great way to put it.
And they're not sacrificing quality or style in the process. Their leggings are so comfortable, and they come in the cutest colors. Another brand I've been loving lately is Mauve E by Mate. They're certified climate neutral and use organic cotton, which is a huge step up from conventional cotton.
Much better for the environment. And for those who are really committed to reducing their plastic consumption, there's Iron Roots. They make completely plastic-free activewear using materials like hemp, eucalyptus, and beechwood.
Wow, plastic-free activewear. That's amazing. I haven't heard of them before. I'll have to check them out. It's so encouraging to see brands like these paving the way for a more sustainable future in the fitness industry. But, you know, it's not just about buying new stuff all the time, right? What are some things we can do with the gear we already have to make it last longer, you know?
Well, first of all, invest in quality pieces that will last longer. I know it's tempting to grab those cheap workout clothes, the trendy ones, but they often fall apart after just a few washes. Look for durable fabrics, good construction. It'll save you money in the long run, too.
That's a great point. Quality over quantity, for sure.
Exactly. And when it is time to retire a piece of clothing, get creative, repurpose it.
Exactly. Upcycle it.
Maybe an old t-shirt becomes a dust rag or a headband. Or you can donate your gently used workout clothes to a local charity or thrift store.
All great options. But, you know, as much as I love geeking out about sustainable workout gear, it's important to remember that green fitness is about so much more than just the stuff we wear.
Couldn't agree more. It's about our whole approach to movement, our connection to nature, and getting outside.
Yes. And that brings us to something I'm super passionate about. Outdoor workouts.
There's just something so grounding and rejuvenating about exercising in nature, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's like a double dose of wellness for both your mind and body. And the best part, it's accessible to pretty much everyone, no matter your fitness level, no matter your budget.
Exactly. You can go for a hike, a bike ride, a swim in a lake, or even just a walk in your neighborhood park.
And it's not just about solo workouts either. You can join a hiking group, find a yoga class in the park, or, hey, organize a plogging outing with friends.
I love that. What a great way to connect with people who share your passion for fitness and the environment. And speaking of plogging, you mentioned that earlier, and I have to admit, I'm still intrigued.
It's such a fun and rewarding activity. Basically, you go for a jog and you bring a bag along to collect any litter you find along the way.
Oh, so that's how it works.
Yep. It's a great way to get some exercise, clean up your community, and maybe even inspire others to be more mindful about trash.
It's amazing how something so simple can have such a positive impact, you know, and it really ties back to what we were talking about before, finding ways to integrate sustainability into all aspects of our lives, you know, little by little.
Exactly. It's not about being perfect or like making all these huge changes overnight. It's about taking small steps, making conscious choices.
Mm-hmm.
And just finding joy in the process.
Well said. Every little bit counts. Even if you just swap out your single-use water bottle for a reusable one, that's a step in the right direction.
I love that perspective. Progress over perfection.
Absolutely.
And speaking of progress, I think it's time to move on to our next topic. What do you say? Ready to talk about sustainable nutrition?
Oh, yes. Bring on the delicious and eco-friendly food choices.
Because let's face it, what we fuel our bodies with is just as important as how we move when it comes to our overall well-being and the health of the planet.
No doubt about it.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor. Welcome back to the Curiosity Chronicles. We've been talking all about how to make our fitness routines more eco-friendly. But let's be real. working out is just one part of the equation.
Definitely.
What we put into our bodies plays a huge role in our well-being.
Yeah.
And the health of the planet.
Food for thought, literally.
So let's dive into the world of sustainable nutrition.
Sounds delicious.
It can be, but I have to admit, it can be a little overwhelming, too. You know, there's just so much information out there. Where do we even begin?
You know, it's funny. It's easy to get caught up in all the latest diet fads or those trendy superfoods.
Oh, for sure.
But at its core, sustainable nutrition is really about getting back to basics.
I like that. Keep it simple. So where do we start? What are some, like, basic changes we can make to our eating habits to be a little more eco-conscious?
Well, one of the biggest impacts we can make is reducing our meat consumption.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Animal agriculture is a huge e-contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and water pollution.
I know. But the thought of giving up meat entirely is a little daunting, to be honest.
And you don't have to go all the way, you know? Even just reducing your meat intake can make a big difference. Maybe try Meatless Mondays or incorporating a few more plant-based meals into your week.
That's a good point. It's about finding a balance, right?
Exactly.
But, okay, what about protein? That's always been my concern with eating less meat. How do you get enough?
There are tons of plant-based sources of protein out there. Lentils, beans, tofu, tempeh, quinoa, nuts, seeds.
Okay, I get it. Lots of options.
And they're packed with other nutrients too. Fiber, vitamins, minerals.
That's good to know. I've actually been experimenting with some more plant-based recipes lately. And honestly, it's been really fun.
Oh, I love that.
There are so many creative dishes out there.
Absolutely. And it can be a fun way to expand your culinary horizons, you know?
Totally. But, okay, new question. What about the impact of all these plants, you know? Aren't we just shifting the problem?
That's where choosing locally sourced and organic foods whenever possible comes in.
Right. Local A&D organic. Okay. So buying local, I get it, reduces our carbon footprint because the food doesn't have to travel as far. Organic?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I fully get it.
Sure. So organic farming practices, they avoid all those synthetic pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers.
Okay.
Those things can have some pretty nasty effects on soil health, water quality, and biodiversity.
So it's really about protecting those ecosystems, huh?
Exactly. And you know, many people find that organic fruits and vegetables just taste better.
Really?
They haven't been treated with all those chemicals, so the flavors really come through.
Interesting. So it's a win-win?
Yeah.
Better for the environment? A&D better tasting? I can get behind that.
Absolutely.
You know, while we were prepping for this, we did some reading on natural alternatives to supplements. And I was honestly surprised by how much nature has to offer.
It really is amazing, right? Our bodies are meant to thrive on whole foods. They have this complex mix of nutrients that work together so well.
It's like nature's pharmacy.
Exactly. And often we can get all the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants we need just from eating a balanced diet. Fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds.
So, ditch the pills and just eat real food that just feels right, you know?
It's a more sustainable and holistic approach, that's for sure.
And honestly, there's something so empowering about knowing that you can nourish your body and support your health with things that come from the earth.
Couldn't agree more. Working with nature, not against it.
I love that. And it brings me back to something we touched on earlier, mindfulness. You know, it's so easy to rush through meals, scrolling on our phones, not even paying attention to what we're putting in our mouths.
Oh, tell me about it.
But when we slow down, savor each bite, you know, really appreciate the nourishment, it changes everything.
It's like a whole different experience, more fulfilling too.
Yeah.
And it helps us connect more deeply, not just with our food, but also with our bodies and with the environment.
I like that. And you know what? When we're more in tune with ourselves, A&D, our surroundings, we tend to make better choices. Choices that are good for us, A&D, the planet. It's all connected, isn't it?
It really is. Our physical health, our mental well-being, the health of the planet, it's all woven together.
Beautiful. And that brings us right back to the heart of what we talk about here on the Curiosity Chronicles, that whole idea of striving to be physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe.
Finding that sweet spot where it all comes together.
Perfectly said. We've covered so much ground today. Sustainable workout gear, eco-friendly gyms, the joy of outdoor exercise, the importance of mindful nutrition.
It's been quite the journey.
It has. And I hope our listeners are feeling inspired to make some positive changes, even small ones, in their own lives.
Me too. Remember, every little bit counts.
Whether it's swapping out that single-use water bottle, trying a new plant-based recipe, or simply taking a moment to appreciate your food, each choice matters.
So as we wrap up this episode, I'd love to leave our listeners with a simple question. What one act of kindness can you do today for yourself, for your community, and for the planet?
Keep those curiosity fires burning, everyone, and we'll see you next time on the Curiosity Chronicles.